taking pictures of those. I'm sending down some experts by jet plane tonight. They'll arrive there a little after midnight, and they are examining carefully, but it gives us some hope that they were not in the car. And, of course, you know, I don't know any more than you do. I just thought that I ought to give you the information as soon as I have it, because...
I am certainly grateful to you, Mr. President, for taking the time from your very onerous duties.
Well...
And I deeply appreciate it.
I've called the governor of Mississippi, and I've asked him to put all the facilities his people search immediately, and he's agreed to do that. And I'm sending additional people there tonight and tomorrow to join with them. I've had a number, just had dozens up in there for several weeks now, but they don't know what happens out on the highway, you know, and they're hundreds of miles of highways all over that state. And the governor's asked me to send in an impartial observer that I'm sending down tomorrow. Probably be Mr. Alan Dulles, the former head of the Central Intelligence. And he's a great, able fellow, you know. He's Secretary of State's brother, and I've called him tonight, and he's going to go as my representative. So we're going to stay right on top of it. I'm still at the office, and I'll be here through the evening, and I want you to leave word here where I can reach you at any time.
I'll be at this number all the time, and I'm sure that your office will know how to break through if there's another call.
Wait just a minute.
Jack, come get this number here so we can see where to get him.
Here's Mr. Blendon. You give him the number where he can be reached.
I will. Thank you, and thank you ever so much. I'm most grateful, Mr.
Tell Ogden about it, and tell him I'll see him a little later.
Mr. Reed asked that I convey his thanks.
Okay, thank you. Just a minute. Here's
what. Can you do so himself?
Yes.
Just a moment.
Mr. President, thank you very, very much. And we'll stand by for anything we can do or any word here.
Thank you, Ogden. Here's Jack Blendon. I want to get the number where he can be reached.
Thank you, sir.
Congressman?
Yes.
Let me have the number.
The number, the code is 914.
Now, is this the number where you can be reached?
This is the Schwerner's home.
Schwerner's home. Area code 914.
And the number is, tell them 8-P-E-8-3718.
How do you spell their name?
S-C-H-W-E-R-N-E-R.
All right.
The address is 34 5th. Street.
34 5th Street.
Fifth Street, Pelham, New York.
Pelham, New York.
P-L-H-A-M. My number is White Plains 9. 1-2.
White Plains
9. 1291. And I will be at the Schwerner's probably for the next hour, and then I'll be back at my home.
All right.
We appreciate any word that you might have. I'll stay up all night.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Congressman.
Thank you.
You're at the Schwerner number now.
That is correct.
All right, and if you're not there, you'll be at your own number. White Plains 91291.
That's correct.
Their number is Pelham 83718.
That is correct.
34 5th Street.
That is correct, and the code for both numbers is 914.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Bye.